但以理书第七章，也就是第一节这么说。
Daniel, chapter 7, this is the first verse says,
巴比伦王波沙沙元年，但以理在床上做梦，见了脑中的异象，就记录这梦，述说其中的大意。
In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions in his mind as he lay on his bed. Then he wrote the dream down and related the following summary of it.
当波沙沙王做巴比伦王第一年的时候
when King Belshazzar of Babylon, during his first year,
我们但以理做了一个梦
Daniel had a dream.
然后在梦里面他看见一个异象
In the dream, he had a vision.
但以理所看见这个异象跟尼布加尼撒王所做那个梦那个大象的意义是平行的。
The visions that Daniel had is has a parallel meaning to the vision that King Nebuchadnezzar had.
然后在但以理所看到那个异象基本上我们可以把它分成三类。
So basically, Daniel's visions has basically three types.
第一呢就是根据第七章第三节。
Is according to, chapter 7 verse 3.
有四个大兽从海中上来形状各有不同。
And four great beasts were coming up from the sea different from one another.
那么第二呢是根据第七章第八节。
Second is according to Chapter 7, verse 8.
我正观看这些角，见其中有长起一个小角。先前的角中有三角在这角前，连根被它拔出来。这角有眼，像人的眼，有口说夸大的话。
While I was contemplating the horns, behold, another horn, a little one, came up among them, and three of the first horns were pulled out.By the roots before it. And behold, this horn possessed eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth uttering great boasts.
然后第三呢是根据第七章第九节到第十节。
Third is according to chapter 7 verses 9 to 10.
我观看见有宝座势立上头坐着亘古常在者他的衣服洁白如雪头发如纯洁的羊毛，宝座仍火焰，其轮仍烈火。
I kept looking until the thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His vesture was like white snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames, its wheels were a burning fire.
从他面前有火象和发出侍奉他的有千千，在他面前势力的有万万，他坐着要行审判，案件都展开了。
A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands were attending him, and myriads upon myriads were standing before him. The court sat and the books were opened.
所以当但以理在床上睡觉的时候
，So, as Daniel slept in his bed.
然后神让他看到这些异象。
God let him see these visions.
所以在梦里面他不单看到这些异象。
Not only did he see these visions in the dream.
然后他也看到自己亲近一位天使。
He also saw himself come close to this angel.
问这位天使把这个异象的意义告诉他。
And asked the angel, let me understand this.The explanation of all that I've seen.
那么在但以里面，但以里所看到这个异象。
So in the vision seen by Daniel.
一共有三个不同的国。
There's a total of three different kingdoms.
也就是世界的国，还有撒旦的国，还有基督的国。
That is the kingdoms of the earth, the kingdom of Satan, and the kingdom of Christ.
那么世界的国，我们可以把它分成四个国。
The kingdoms of earth we can split into four different kingdoms.
严格来的说，全部有六个国。
Strictly speaking, there are a total of six kingdoms.
然后从这三个国里面，首先让我们来看第一个国。
So from these three kingdoms, let's first look at the first one.
也就是这个世界的国。
That is the kingdoms of earth.
那么在但以理所看见这个异象，圣经说有四个大兽从海中出来。
So in the vision seen by Daniel, the Bible says there are four great beasts that come up from the sea.
然后这四个大兽形状大有不同。
Each of these four great beasts have a different shape.
第一个大象就是一个好像一个狮子但是有四个有这个有鹰的翅膀。
The first great beast is like a lion, it's as if he has the wings of an eagle.
第二个大兽呢，好像一只熊。
The second great beast is like a bear.
它的口齿内是不是衔呢？衔着三根肋骨。
And in his mouth there are three ribs.
那么第三个大象呢，好像一只豹。
The third great beast is like a leopard.
它的背上有四只好像鸟的翅膀。
With four wings like a bird on its back.
这个兽有四个头。
This beast has four heads.
那么第四个大象呢，跟先前三个第四个兽呢，跟先前的兽是大有不同。
The fourth beast is different from the prior beasts.
所以但以理说这个兽甚是可怕，极其强壮，大有力量，有大铁牙吞噬嚼碎，所剩下的用脚践踏。这兽与前三兽大不相同，头有十角。
Dreadful and terrifying and extremely strong, it had large iron teeth. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns.
我正观看这些角，见其中又长起一只小角。先前的角中有三角在这角前，连根被扒出来，被它扒出来。这角有眼，像人的眼。有口说夸大的话。
While I was contemplating the horns, behold another horn, a little one came up among them, and three of the horns were pulled out by the roots before it, and behold this horn possessed eyes, like the eyes of a man and a mouth uttering great boasts.
这四个大兽代表世界上四个不同的国。
These four great beasts represent four different kingdoms of the world.
然后跟尼布甲尼撒王所看见那个大象所说的那个国是相同的。
It is related to the same kingdoms as those seen in King Nebuchadnezzar's vision.
但有一点不同。
But it is a little different.
然后尼布甲尼撒王所看见的是一只大象，以金银铜铁和半泥半铁的的东西造成的。
King Nebuchadnezzar saw one large statue made of gold, silver, bronze, iron, and half clay, half iron material.
这个大象看起来很雄伟。
This large statue appeared very,
very grand.
Grand.
使人感到骄傲。
And caused people to be proud.
但是但以理在这个梦里看到的异象却是那些凶猛而且很可怕那些野兽。
But what Daniel saw in his vision was fierce, with these terrible wild beasts.
所以在人的眼中，这些世界的国好像尼布甲尼撒王所梦见那个大象一样，使人感到骄傲而且重要。
So in the eyes of man, the kingdoms of earth are just like the large statue in King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, causing men to feel proud and important.
但是从神的角度来看，这些世界的国却好像那些凶猛的野兽彼此吞噬。
But from God's view, the kingdoms of earth are like wild beasts that devour one another.
所以第一只大兽是一只狮子。
The first beast is a lion.
但是它有这个鹰的翅膀。
But it has wings of an eagle.
狮子代表巴比伦王国。
The lion represents the Babylonian kingdom.
就好像这个大象这个金头一样代表巴比伦王国。
Similar to how the gold head on the large statue, which also represented the Babylonian kingdom.
那么在旧约圣经里面，狮子跟这个鹰 有密切的关系。
In the Old Testament, the lion and the eagle are related.
被看为好像这个狮子或者鹰一样。
The Babylonian kingdom is seen as the lion and the eagle.
所以在这个第七章第四节那边有一节经文讲到。 兽从地上得立起来，用两脚站立，像人一样，又得了人心。
So in chapter 7 verse 4 it says, And it was lifted from the ground so that it stood on 2 feet like a man, and the heart of a man was given to it.
如果你还记得的话, 这节经文提醒我们神如何谦卑这个尼布甲尼撒王。
You might remember how God humbled King Nebuchadnezzar.
使他成为好像一个野兽一样住在田野里面。
And caused him to become like a wild beast and lived in the fields.
然后第二个大兽呢，好像一只熊。
The second large beast is like a bear.
然后它的口中衔着三根肋骨。
And in its mouth were 3 ribs.
熊呢，代表这个波斯马代。
The bear represents the Medes and Persians.
你要好像这个大象，这个银的胸膀，这个膀臂代表这个波西马代一样。
Just like how the large statue with its chest and arms made of silver represents the Medes and Persians.
所以圣经里面讲到这个熊膀花而坐，说明这个波斯比这个马代强盛。
So the Bible says that the taller horn represents that the taller horn means that Persia will be stronger than Medes.
然后同样的，如果我们看这个但以理书第八章里面谈到一个有一个公绵羊，它有两个脚，一个高一个低。
Okay, so just as chapter 8, we see that the horn is one that's taller than the other.
然后高的脚是代表这个波斯,
the taller horn represents Persia.
然后低的脚是代表这个马代,
and the shorter horn represents Media.
所以至于这个熊里面衔住那三根肋骨没有一个很切实的一个解释。
So as for the 3 ribs of the bear, well, there's not one certain answer.
然后有些圣经学者认为这三根肋骨代表
Some Bible scholars think that the 3 ribs represent Lydia, Egypt, and Babylon.
所以当波斯马代征服这个巴比伦的时候，他连这个利迪亚和埃及一起征服了。So
when Persia and Media conquered Babylon, Lydia and Egypt were also conquered.
还有第三个大兽，好像一个豹一样。
Now the third large beast is like a leopard.
所以豹它的背上有四个鸟的翅膀。
On the back of the leopard were 4 wings like that of a bird.
并且它有四个头。
And also had 4 heads.
那豹呢代表希腊帝国的亚历山大。
The leopard represents Alexander the Great of Greece.
就好像这个大象，这个以铜做的腿代表这个希腊帝国一样。
Just like how the legs made of bronze and the large statue represents the Greek
empire.
So Alexander the Great is said to be like a leopard.
啊, 很快的就把这个波西马代征服了。
He quickly defeated Persia and Media.
啊, 在人类历史里面我们看到他把整个欧洲、北非、中东那一地带直到印度
So in human history, we see that he conquered all of Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, that entire area, all the way to India. We see that the leopard has four heads.
这个四个头是代表亚历山大四位将军。
The four heads represent the four generals of Alexander the Great.
那么当亚历山大在公元前323年去世之后,
So when Alexander the Great passed away in 332 BC, his empire was split into four parts.
由这位四位将军来治理,
that were governed by these four generals.
也就是
That is, there's a Ptolemy who governed Palestine and Egypt.
Seleucus, 他就治理这个叙利亚.
And Seleucus governed Syria.
Lysimachus, 他就是治理这个 Thrace 跟这个小西亚, 是吗?
Lysimachus governed Thrace and Asia Minor.
还有 Antipater and Cassander, 他是治理这个马其顿跟希腊。
And Antipater and Cassander govern Macedon and Greece.
然后在异象里面，但以理所看到第四个大象跟前面那三个大象有所不同。
So, and then there's the fourth large beast, which is different from the prior three large beasts.
这个兽有十个角。
Oh, this beast had 10 horns.
而且很强壮，大有力量。
It was stronger and more powerful.
看起来很可怕。And
appeared very terrifying.
这个很可怕的大兽是代表罗马帝国。
This terrifying beast represented the Roman Empire.
就好像尼布加尼撒王梦里面看到那个大象以铁做那个腿啊那个脚。 一样,
Just like the feet seen in King Nebuchadnezzar's vision.
然后这个兽,
now the beast's head has 10 horns.
也就代表尼布加尼撒王那个大象, 它十个脚趾一样。
And so it represents just as how in King Nebuchadnezzar's statue, how there are 10 toes.
然后在旧约圣经里面，这个脚是象征一个统治者。
In the Old Testament Bible, the horns often symbolize a ruler.
或者是一个王的王权。
Or the power of a king.
所以罗马军队把整个欧洲、北非、埃及和巴勒斯坦和叙利亚全部都征服了。
So the Roman army conquered all of Europe, North Africa, Egypt, Palestine, and Syria.
所以从尼布加尼撒王梦里所看见那个大象，还有但以理所看见这个异象。
So from the large statue in King Nebuchadnezzar's dream and the vision that Daniel sees,
那么很清楚地说明神知道将来。
It clearly explains that God knows the future.
他掌管这列国还有这些君王。
And controls these countries and these generals.
但以理知道巴比伦王国将会被波斯马代征服。
Daniel knows that the Babylonian kingdom will be conquered.
他也知道这个希腊帝国 会征服这个马代波斯。
He also knows that the Greece will conquer the Persian and the Medes.
那么最后这个罗马军队征服了
And finally, the Roman army will conquer the Greek Empire.
所以根据这个人类的历史,
so according to human history,
那么这世界的四个大国, 我们知道已经过去了,
these four great nations of the world have already passed.
也就是在公元前539年的时候，巴比伦王国被这个马代波斯人征服了。
That in 539 BC, the Babylonian kingdom was conquered by the Medes and Persians.
那么后来在公元前331年的时候，这个波斯马代被这个希腊帝国征服了。
So later in 331 BC, the Media and Persia was kingdoms were conquered by Alexander the Great.
那么最后在公元前大约30年的时候，罗马军队把整个欧洲、北非、埃及和叙利亚都征服了。
So finally, about in 30 BC, the Romans conquered all of Europe, North Africa, Egypt, and Syria.
所以罗马帝国的存在只不过是几百年的历史。
So the existence of the Roman Empire is only but a few hundred years of history.
那么在公元后476年的时候，这个北西方罗马帝国也灭亡了。
So in AD 476, the Western Roman Empire came to an end.
所以在12节我们看到其余的兽权柄都被夺去，生命却乃存在，直到所定的时候而日起。
So just as in verse 12, as for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but an extension of life was granted to them for an appointed period of time.
所以在丹尼里面，他所看见这个异象啊，有一样东西是尼布加尼撒王梦里面没有的。
So in the vision seen in Daniel's dream, there is one item that is not in King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
那么除了这些世界上的国，但以里面，但以里的意象里面说还有一个国。
So besides the kingdoms of the earth, Daniel saw another kingdom in his visions.
我正观看这个角，见其中又长起一个小角，先前的角中有三角在这角前，连根被它拔出来，这角有眼，像人的眼。有口说夸大的话。
While I was contemplating the horns, behold, another horn, a little one, came up among them, and three of the first horns were pulled out by the roots before it. And behold, this horn possessed eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth uttering great boasts.
所以这个国大有不同。
So this kingdom is very different.
啊，以世界的国来做个比较的话。
So compared to the kingdoms of the earth.
啊，这个国很可怕。
This kingdom is very terrifying.
那么圣经讲他甚至与神作战。
The Bible says it even wars with God.
那么到底这个国是怎么样的一个国？
So what kind of kingdom is this?
啊，这个国的王又是谁？
Who is the king of this kingdom?
啊，我们来看24节。
Now let's look at verse 24.
那么至于那十角，就是从这国中必兴起的十王。后来又兴起一王，与先前的不同，他必制服三王。
As for the ten horns, out of this kingdom ten kings will arise, and another will arise after them, and he will be different from the previous ones, and will subdue three kings.
那么这十个角是代表在末日的时候，这个十个国或者十个王的意思。
The ten horns are represents ten kings or ten kingdoms in the end times.
然后当时的人都明白但以理说。
So at that time, people understand what Daniel said.
那王是指这个王国的头。
Now the king refers to the head of a kingdom.
啊，这个国呢是指这个王国。
And the nation refers to the kingdom.
啊，就好像大卫王是以色列王国的头一样。
Just as how King David is the head of the kingdom of Israel.
啊，今天世界上有一小部分的国家还有这个国王。
So today in the world, there are a few nations still have kings.
啊，大部分的国家都把他们称为是总统或者是总理。
Most nations refer to these people as presidents or prime minister.
那无论如何，王或总统或者总理的意思都是一样的。
Regardless, the meaning of king and president or prime minister are the same.
王国或者一个国家，它的意思也是一样的。
And the meaning of a kingdom or a nation are the same.
啊，这个十个角代表在末日的时候，这十个王或者十个国。
So the ten horns represent ten kings or kingdoms in the end times.
有不少的圣经学者认为这些王或者这些国代表这个欧洲联盟。
There are quite a few times where there are quite a few Bible scholars that think that these kings or kingdoms represent the European Union.
其实欧洲联盟的历史不是很久。
Actually, the history of the European Union has not been very long.
是在1993年真正的被成立。
It was really established in 1993.
那么今天的欧洲联盟可以说是古罗马帝国的取代。
Today, the European Union can be said to be the replacement of the ancient Roman Empire.
或者怎么说，古罗马帝国是欧洲联盟的来源。
In other words, the ancient Roman Empire is the origin of the European Union.
所以在第24节上半句这么说。
So in the top half of verse 24 it says,
至于那十角，就是从这国中被兴起的十王，后来又兴起一王，与先前的不同。
As for the ten horns, out of this kingdom ten kings will arise, and another will arise after them, and he will be different from the previous ones.
所以这句经文说，这个十个角是代表这十个王。
So in this passage, it says that the ten horns represents the ten kings.
然后后来又兴起另外一王。
And later there will arise another king.
那么到底这位王是谁呢？
So who is this king?
这位王就是圣经里面所说的敌基督。
So this king is what is referred to in the Bible as the Antichrist.
所以根据原文希腊文的话 ,anti 就是敌对或者代替的意思。
So according to the original Greek text, anti means to be against or instead of.
那么这位世界最后的王，他是假基督，并且是一位敌基督。
So the last king of the world is going to be a false Christ and will be the Antichrist.
那么在启示录里面，使徒约翰称他为好像一只兽一样。
So in Revelation, the apostle Paul describes him as a beast.
他的口里充满这个亵渎神的话。
With his mouth, a mouthful of blasphemies, to God.
保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦后书称这个敌基督为一位大罪人。
So in 2 Thessalonians, Paul refers to the Antichrist as a great sinner.
24节说，至于那十角，就是从这国中被兴起的十王，后来又兴起一王，与先前的不同，他必制服三王。
So, verse 24, as for the ten horns, out of this kingdom, ten kings will arise, and another will arise after them, and he will be different from the previous ones, and will subdue three kings.
好，如果敌基督要成全魔鬼撒旦，要他所做的。
So if the Antichrist is to carry out what the devil Satan wants him to do,
他必须要执父三王。
He must control three kings.
使其他的王都降服在他的手下。
And let all the other kings be subordinate to him.
敌基督圣经说他是一位很有能力并且有才干和口才的一个人。
The Antichrist, the Bible says, will be one who is very able, competent and eloquent.
他能够吸引人来跟随他。
He will be able to attract people to follow him.
圣经说他亵渎神，证明给那些不信的人他就是神。
The Bible says that he will blaspheme God and will prove to those who do not believe that he is God.
他会成为世界的王。
He will become the king of the world.
他会掌管世界的经济还有宗教。
He will control the economies of the world and religions.
然后甚至改变时间跟历法。
He will even change the times and laws.
所以根据这个但以理书第七章第二十五节，还有启示录十三章五节，还有这个启示录十二章 第六节的记载。
So according to the recordings in Daniel chapter 7 verse 25, Revelation chapter 13 verse 5, and Revelation chapter 12 verse 6,
敌基督将会掌权三年半的时间。
The Antichrist will be in power for 3.5 years.
在但以理书第七章第二十五节说，他必向至高者说夸大的话，必折磨至高者的圣名，必想改变节期和律法，圣名必交付他手一债二债半债。
So in Daniel chapter 7 verse 25 it says, He will speak out against the Most High and wear down the saints of the highest ones, and he will intend to make alterations in times and in law, and they will be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time.
然后在启示录第十三章第五节这么说。
And then in Revelation chapter 13 verse 5 it says,
又赐给他说夸大亵渎话的口，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。
There was given to him a mouth speaking arrogant words and blasphemies, and authority to act for 42 months was given to him.
还有十二章第六节说，妇人又逃到旷野，在那里有神给他预备的地方。使他被养活1260天。
Also in chapter 12 verse 6 says, The woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God, so there she would be nourished for 1260 days.
所以从这三处经文我们看到一债、两债、还有半债、一债、三债、半债。
So basically we see here, a time, times, and half a time.
还有42个月
and 42 months
还有1260天
and 1260 days
这些都是等于三年半的时间。
These are all equivalent to 3.5 years of time.
所以三年半的时间等于这个去年大灾难的一半。
So half of three and a half years is equivalent to half of the 7 years of tribulation.
而敌基督将会跟犹太人签一个七年的和平合约。
The Antichrist will sign a 7-year peace treaty with Israel.
三年半之后，圣经说他会毁约。
And as the Bible says, after 3.5 years, he will break the treaty.
然后他就迫害神的子民。
And persecute God's people.
那么根据一些圣经学者的说法。
So according to the explanation of some Bible scholars,
敌基督将会成为这个欧洲联盟的领袖。
The Antichrist will become the leader of the European Union.
那么借助撒旦，他胜过其他三个国家。
Using Satan, he will overcome the other three kingdoms.
他成为一个独裁的一个政治人物。
He will become a political dictator.
所以敌基督跟犹太人签这个七年的和平合约。象征但以理书里面说的70个州最后的一个州。
So the Antichrist signing a 7-year peace treaty with the Jews, symbolized by what Daniel calls the start of the last week of the 70 weeks.
也就是这个大灾难的开始。
That is the beginning of the year of the tribulation.
也就是启示录第六章到第19章所讲到。那些事情。
That is what is the events that are described in Revelation chapter 6-19.
所以三年半过后，这个敌基督就跟犹太人毁约。
So after 3.5 years, the Antichrist will break the treaty with the Jews.
所以他将会在耶路撒冷的圣殿摆上自己的像。
And place an image of himself in the temple in Jerusalem.
强迫人来敬拜他。
And force people to worship him.
那么就如主耶稣在马太福音24章15节这么说。
Just as the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 verse 15.
他说你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地读这经的人必须要会意。
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken through Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let the reader understand.
所以剩下的三年半的时间可以说一段很可怕的一个时期。
So you can say that in the remaining 3.5 years, it will be a very terrifying time.
神的愤怒将会降临在地上。
The anger of the Lord will set on the world.
所以在3年半在结束之前。
So before the end of the 3.5 years,
那么主耶稣将会从天降临打败这个敌基督。
The Lord Jesus will come from heaven and defeat the Antichrist.
所以在地上设立他的国度。
And establish his kingdom on earth.
所以在这个但以理他所看见的这个异象。
So in Daniel's vision,
那么他看到这个世界的国。
He saw the kingdoms of the world.
也就是这个巴比伦王国、波斯马代，还有亚历山大帝，这个希腊帝国，还有这个罗马帝国。
That is the Babylonian kingdom, the Media and Persia,Alexander the Great's Greek Empire and the Roman Empire.
还有他看到这个撒旦的国度。
And he also sees the kingdom of Satan.
所以根据但以理他所看见的这个异象。
So according to the vision seen by Daniel,
他说这些国都要过去。
All these kingdoms will pass away.
而且基督的国将要降临。
And the kingdom of Christ will descend.
因为基督的国有一天将会实现在地上。
Because one day the kingdom of Christ will be realized on earth.
就好像马太福音第六章第十节所说的主祷文一样。
Just as in Matthew 6:10, the Lord's Prayer.
他说：“愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
其实按照福音书来说，基督的国已在人间。
Actually, according to the Gospels, the kingdom of Christ is already among us.
只不过是还没有完全的实现。
It's just that it has not been completely realized.
但是有一天将会完完全全的实现。
But one day it will be completely realized.
所以在7章第9节到第10节这么说。
So in chapter 7, verses 9 and 10 says,
我观看见有宝座势力，上头坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯洁的羊毛，宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火。
I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His vestiture was like white snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames, its wheels were a burning fire.
从他面前有火向河发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万，他坐座要行审判，案件都展开了。
A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands were attending him, and myriads upon myriads were standing before him. The court sat and books were opened.
然后在第十三节、十四节，但以理继续说。
And then in verses 13 and verses 14, Daniel continues.
我在夜间的异象中观看，只有一位像人子的，驾坐天云而来，被领到亘古常在的者面前。得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废弃，他的国必不败坏。
I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming, and came up to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, and all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him.His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
所以基督的国是一个永恒的国度。
So the kingdom of Christ is an everlasting kingdom.
然后这个国度就应验旧约圣经所说的预言。
So the kingdom fulfills the prophecies in the Old Testament Bible.
因为圣经说地和地上一切的将会从这个罪的辖制得到释放。
So the Bible says that the earth and all that is in it will be released from the control and persecution of sin.
而且平安将会临到这个地上。
And peace will reign on the earth.
那么世界的国有一天将会过去。
That is the the kingdoms of the earth will someday, one day pass.
那么撒旦的国将有一天将会被除去。
And someday the kingdom of Satan will be removed.
但是基督的国是永恒不能够被废去的。
But the kingdom of Christ is forever and cannot be destroyed.
就如撒母记下第七章第十六节所说。
Just as it said in 2 Samuel verse 17, chapter 7 verse 16.
你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
Your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever.
然后在那个时候，所有的基督徒将会跟耶稣一起作王。
So at that time, all Christians will be kings with Christ.
所以从这个但以理他所看见的这个异象
So from the vision seen in Daniel's dream
然后他看到这个世界的国
He saw the kingdoms of the earth
他也看到这个撒旦的国
He also saw the kingdom of Satan
然后他看到这个巴比伦王国被马代波斯征服了
He also saw the Babylonian kingdom be conquered by the Media and Persia
他也看到这个马代波斯帝国被亚历山大征服了。
And he saw Media and Persia conquered by Alexander the Great.
然后这个希腊帝国被罗马人征服了。
And the Greek Empire conquered by the Romans.
他也看到从中出来一个叫做敌基督的。
He also saw from the midst an Antichrist.
然后显露他的罪恶的行为。
And reveal his evil actions.
世界的国和撒旦的国有一天将会过去。
So one day the kingdom of the earth and the kingdom of Satan will pass.
然后神将会把这些除去，然后在地上设立一个永恒的国度。
And God will eliminate them and establish an eternal kingdom.
由基督来做王。
With Christ as king.
然后神的子民将要侍奉他，并且跟他一起做王。
And God's people will serve him.And be kings with him.
我求神帮助我们明白但以理所看见那个异象。
Ask God to help us understand the vision that Daniel saw.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想但以理所看到这个异象。
Let's quiet our hearts before the Lord and meditate on these visions that Daniel saw. You might think that these things that Daniel saw is not related to us.
但是这些事情
But these events
特别是这个关于末日的事情
Especially regarding the end times
将会实现
Will occur
这个世界的国将会过去
The kingdoms of the earth will pass
基督将会再来
Christ will come again.
他将会在这个地上设立一个永恒的国度。
He will establish a eternal kingdom.
那些得救的人将会与他一起作王。
And those that are saved will be kings with him.
全能的天父上帝，求你帮助我们明白但以理所说的。
All powerful God.Please help us understand what Daniel has spoken.
因此在你的面前审查我们自己的生命。
And that before you, we may inspect our lives.
等待耶稣的降临。
And await the coming of Jesus.
因为按照但以理所说的，他必定会来。
Because according to what Daniel has said, he will come.
他必定会在这个地上设立一个永恒的国度。
He will establish an eternal kingdom on earth.
你是否有准备好？
Are you prepared?
天父，求你帮助我们。
Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们活一个警醒谨慎的一个生活。
Please help us live a life that is holy and prepared.
等待耶稣的再来。
And await the coming of Jesus.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.